1 Peter 1 and verse 13 on page 1151. Peter writes to these friends that he knew in modern, what we would call Turkey, "Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming." I love my job, but I also love Saturdays very much. It's my day off, and even though, like all of us, there are still emails to be answered and other things to be done, it is Saturday, and it's very different. And one of the great things about Saturday is you don't have to be smart. And throughout my life, or throughout my adult life anyway, Saturday has been a time to really express the slob side of my nature, to be in relaxed clothes, not even to bother shaving on quite a lot of Saturdays. Of course, I'm taking a wedding. I have to be quite smart. But otherwise, I am probably the scruffiest person in the Tesco in Mile End on that particular day. And it's just one of those marvellous aspects of Saturday. Last weekend, I had to go to a wedding, but I didn't have to go. I'd been asked to go to a wedding. I was doing the prayers, and so it was very good. I woke up on Saturday morning. I thought, I'm going to have to be really smart at this wedding. It's in Brighton, so they'll all be cool and informal and relaxed, and they'll look at me wandering through the streets and the station to the church looking like a Christmas tree. And also, the weather is really hot, so I'm going to be really hot. And I sat in bed with my mug of tea listening to the Today programme, feeling, which shows how old I am, doesn't it? I mean, feeling really grumpy about having to dress up really smartly. And I just thought after a bit, when I'd finished being grumpy and difficult and snobbish and negative and hopeless, I just thought, goodness, this is a wedding I've looked forward to. This is the son of one of my friends. They're so kind to have asked me and given the privilege of doing one of the prayers. The reception is going to be a fantastically generous party. And all I can do is sit in bed thinking, I'm really fed up because I've got to put a tie on and shave. What a point of real degradation that I've sunk to. And of course, as soon as I thought like that and thought, Lord, it's amazing I've been asked. I'm really glad I've been asked. I'm really grateful. I got out of bed anyway and went and had a shower and a shave. And actually, when I looked at myself in the mirror before I left the house, I thought, actually, you look really all right. Alas, there are no photographs, so you can't make a judgment, or none that I was in. There are lots of photographs being a wedding, so you can't make a judgment about what I was like. But letting gratitude shape our agenda is what the Apostle Peter is writing about here. It's the heart of what he's saying, and it's found in that word, therefore, at the start of verse 13. In the old days, when preachers used to be pompous, they'd always say, you know, when you see therefore, you ask wherefore. It took me years to understand what that was about, but everyone else in the congregation seemed to know exactly what it was, so I never liked to ask. But it's basically saying, when you see therefore, you look back and see what the apostle was saying. And the apostle was saying, basically, because of all that God has done for us in Jesus Christ, all that he's promised us when the Lord Jesus Christ comes again, all the difference that the resurrection of Jesus has made, all the blessings that are ours in Jesus, that changes the way we look at life. And Peter says, think about that first of all, because I'm about to ask you to work at displaying two particular qualities as a result of all that the Lord Jesus has done in your life. The Lord Jesus wants us, first of all, as we see here, to be alert, as we read in verse 13. And the idea was originally from the Exodus from Egypt. When people got ready on the night of that first Passover to leave Egypt and to go off into the land that God had promised them. Being alert means being ready to move out of our comfort zones. Being alert means taking the risks to seize the opportunities that God has given us. It could be with our jobs. It could be with significant life choices. It could be taking risks to seek more of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We need to be ready to take risks. And I know that people in this congregation are always ready to take risks. Because whenever I talk and pray with someone who's about to take a risk, I know I'm risk averse. Twice recently, I've been praying for different people who are deciding to change jobs. And my instinctive reaction is, oh, but you're doing all right in your job. It's safe. Why would you move? And they look at me if I dare articulate and think, what planet are you living on? One person got so desperate, said, it's 20 grand more. I said, oh, that's all right, isn't it? Because whenever I think of people in this congregation, I've always said, thought it'd be lovely if they all earned $500,000 each. But so far, that's a prayer the Lord Jesus Christ hasn't thought to answer in the way that I'd like. You know, I tell him, take lots of pressure off if they're all on $500,000. But alas, you're still not. But one day I believe, I crave in faith. We've got to be alert, he says, and we've got to be sober. And to understand that, we need to cross-reference the same phrase in chapter 5 of this letter. And it's basically talking about being clear thinking about the spiritual battle that's part of all our lives as Christian believers. There are two aspects that Peter raises in chapter 5. First of all, the big thing about the spiritual battle is it leaves us feeling discouraged. The enemy longs to discourage us. Long say, you failed the Lord. You're not good enough. It won't happen, that thing you prayed for. You can't be trusted by the Lord in this. It's a bad decision that you've made. The one thing the devil longs to do is undermine our confidence in Jesus and undermine our confidence as people of faith. He wants to discourage us. And the enemy always acts when we least expect it. You know those moments when you think, where did that come from? Why did I say that? Why did I react in that way? The enemy always surprises us, catches us out, comes to us when we least expect it. We've got to be alert. We've got to be sober. And Peter, of course, even as he was writing it, would have remembered how in the Garden of Gethsemane he'd let the Lord Jesus down. Watch and pray, Jesus said. An hour later, Jesus came back. He was asleep. Just 1 hour only, Peter. An hour later, Jesus returned. Peter was asleep again. Third time Jesus came back, Peter asleep once again, and Jesus said, don't worry, it's all too late. When Peter writes about the spiritual battle, he writes from having been a real failure, which is why in the end, he says, set your hope on the grace brought to you. The grace that's going to be brought to us again when he comes again, but is part of our lives now. The grace that hears the Lord Jesus say, I understand, I forgive, let's have another go. The grace that says, let me bless you, let me give you the resources that you need. Because of Jesus, God's final word is always grace. We can dare to be alert. We can dare to be sober. We can dare to take risks. We can dare to pray big. We can dare to go all out for God. Because if we mess it up, in Jesus, God's final word is always grace.